Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. All right, it's time for video 2 on the differences my family noticed coming to Poland for the first time. If you have not watched video 1 yet, I recommend going back to that video right now and then continue on to this one. Links to that video is in my description section just below. So, just to remind you, I have a total of 36 differences I'd like to share with you, so don't miss any of all the 3 videos I'm making on this topic. Video 2 is coming up right now. All right, so first of all, I'm breaking the next 12 points of this video into 2 categories. The first 6 will be things they noticed around the house, and the second 6 will refer to the subject of animals. So let's start with 1, starting with around the house. If there was one thing I had to import to the USA from Poland, it would be Polish hospitality. I cannot imagine another country doing it better, and my wife and I sat down, made a list of everything we could do to give them the royal treatment they so deserve, and I pray we did it well. They noticed the Polish hospitality right away, a lot of comments on that, and they thanked us so much for going all out to make their stay here a comfortable one, so thank you guys for appreciating that. 2, paving stone happy. They could not believe how many Poles go all out to pave their driveways and walkways with rather expensive paving stones or pavers. The obvious high cost of labor as well. Americans, in the South especially, we opt for asphalt or concrete paved driveways. While paving stones are an option in the USA, it's certainly not nearly as popular as it is here. So paving stones everywhere. 3, the buildings here are built thick. They noticed that right away. If you know anything about how American homes are built, you know it's a lot of 2x4s stuck with pink insulation, coated with brick or oftentimes plastic siding. In Poland, it's a totally different ballgame. One remark I heard is that most Polish buildings seem so strongly built that they could easily withstand your average American tornado. Probably true, the roof would be gone, but the building would definitely stand. I measured the thickness of the wall where I live and here at school as well. Granted, we have insulation on the outside, but from the inside to the outside here in my school, I measured 70 centimeters. It is 70 centimeters thick. That's this much in inches. Pretty thick stuff. 4, another comment worth sharing with you is the beautiful wood-covered walls that a lot of Poles have in their homes and flats. And I'm talking about real wood here. In our home where we live, we have one floor with walls all covered in spruce wood, and it makes the place so warm and cozy. So thanks for noticing that, guys. I also appreciate it. For the 5th point, I have to talk about drying racks versus actual electric dryers for just a second. While we do own a dryer and use it from time to time, especially in the winter, summertime for us means drying our clothes outdoors on drying racks. We don't have a drying line, we have these special racks. And in Texas and Alabama, where they live, the humidity is rather high, and the clothes simply won't dry nearly as easily as they do here. I think they actually grew a bit fond of our lovely drying racks. 6, this is one that I actually mentioned in a video before, garage oil change canals. In many homes, especially in Polish villages, you will see something you don't see every day in American homes, a garage with a built-in oil change home mechanics canal. I use mine to sharpen the blades on my mower, and it comes in handy, it really does. All I will say is that they found this to be super neat. Here's some video of what ours looks like. I am not going to go down in there. It's just too dirty and messy for me right now while making the video. Sorry, but under those boards is the canal, and it's almost 2 meters deep. It's quite deep in there. Okay, so for the next 6 points, let's talk about differences they noticed regarding the topic of animals for a little while. 1, dear audience, I promise you, in over 20 years of living in Poland, I have never physically encountered the one venomous snake that lives here called the common European zigzag viper or the European adder. I kid you not, within the first 5 minutes of their arrival at our home, this freaking snake slithered just a few feet in front of them, right across our driveway and stopped at the foot of our fence. My stepfather got a great shot. Look at this one. I don't know what to make of that, but it was quite the greeting, I must say. Yeah, the European zigzag adder. Wow. For 2, I took everyone for a small walk down the road through our little village just outside of Częstochowa. And it seems that every neighbor of ours has a dog, and nearly every dog is, well, rather tiny. They asked me, Russ, where are the pit bulls, Dobermans, German Shepherds? Where are the big dogs? Where do you find a Rottweiler around here? You don't see many of them in Poland. It's a good point. I laughed and I kind of found myself at a loss for an answer. It's true, isn't it? Many people in Poland, especially in the villages, have these tiny, loud, barking dogs. 3, the jackdaw bird. If you've never seen a jackdaw before, you'll likely fall in love with his beautiful bluish-gray eyes and its elegant profile. Sadly, we just don't have this gorgeous bird in the US, and it caught the attention of my family very quickly. Wow, what kind of bird is that, they asked. It's gorgeous, man! Well, a quick Google search will tell you it's a species whose cousin is the crow, the much more intelligent and attractive cousin at that. So, the jackdaw really caught their attention. Beautiful bird, smart bird. For number four, I have to talk about something that they notice immediately, and that's animal bridges. New highways are under construction everywhere in Poland, and it seems that every third bridge is reserved for animal crossings. My family noticed that immediately, and they were impressed that these bridges were built well and with style and safety in mind for both drivers and the animals themselves. Way to go, Poland, on those nicely constructed animal bridges. Yes, they are something unique and neat. Number five, also one of my favorites, storks and stork nests. Growing up in America, we only learned about storks in movies, fairy tales, or cartoons, but to actually get to see a real stork's nest was quite the attraction for my crew. We had to stop on the side of the road for about a 20-minute photo session. And yes, if you're wondering, Poles do believe that seeing a stork near your home is a sign that a baby is on the way, so watch out for those storks. Finally, for our sixth point on animals, my family enjoyed being with us outside and seeing those warm days turn into rather cool evenings. Texas summers are often too hot to spend entire days outdoors, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, over 40 Celsius. So they found the mild temperatures in Poland to be very pleasant. And as the sun would set, would you imagine that several bats flew overhead? It's just not a sight we see growing up in Texas in our backyard, bats flying overhead, but they got to witness that, and that was pretty incredible. All right, that is the end of video two. I've got one more with 12 more points. If you've watched one and two, thank you very much. The third one's coming right up. Let's go on to video number three. See you in the next episode.